Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is going on, KOP Nation? It's Friday night. It's November 21st, 2025. We are a little less than 24 hours away from AEW Full Gear 2025 taking place from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. One of the original four big pay-per-views AEW puts on. Good-looking card. We're going to be breaking down all nine main card matches. I'm Tanner Lee, the reigning, defending, finally defending, KLB Predictions champion. Austin Shepherd, aka the Shep, is in the house and trying to steal our title for the second time for his pod, for his YouTube show, excuse me, Pluggo from Love Wrestling's Between Two Beards. Pluggo, thanks for joining us and taking Paul's spot tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy that I could take the handsome Paul Zartman spot, because Lord knows, without him here, the cuteness level goes down significantly. I will say this, though. I am happy that you guys are letting me on and crashing the party like I did Sunday. Just kind of bullied my way into this. And Shep being on the bottom of the screen makes it even better, because that's where you're going to finish, Shep, at the bottom.
Wow. You know what? You know, I was giving Paul a lot of shit for not showing up.
Yeah. And,
then putting you in there. But then I got to thinking about it. Maybe it's better that I put you in there, because the last time your predictions were on this show, they were in the basement. So maybe I was a little strategy picking you over Paul. So
that's not fair. I didn't make those picks. We picked as a team.
Yeah. There's no I in team, big dog.
That's right. JPJ once held your prestigious championship and put it next to some tuna salad.
He did. It smelled like Boston when I got it back.
Did it? did it rant and rave at you?
Yes.
Talking shit about the Yankees?
It's hard to beat a good JPJ rant.
That is true.
Yeah. When he gets it going, it's hard to stop him.
Tanner, I'm going to take this over.
You mean Shep going into business for himself? What is this?
Weird.
The champ can do that. Have we not learned that from Hangman Adam Page? I can go to business for myself. I already kicked Paul out of there. That's true. Match.
Yep. All right. What are you doing then, big guy?
I'm going to put this one on a freaking tee for you boys, okay? The first match, we're going to just get it out of the way. We're going Darby Allin versus Pac.
All right, let me pull up the graphic. Yeah, no stipulations on this match. Straight up hatred between the two guys after Pac threw Darby through a flaming table at Blood and Guts. So, all right, champ, since you picked the match, you start us off.
This is an easy one. It's Darby Allin for 9 points.
Darby for 9 points.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Pluggo, you're going next. I mean, a good reaction to Shep's pick there. So, hey, we got a commenter here.
Hey,
Pluggo.
Pluggo? That guy sounds awesome. That guy sounds legit, though. And I don't think he's wrong. This is one, Shep, which I know you were in my show last night taking notes and getting into my business trying to figure out what I was talking about. But this is one where the more intrigue is Pac winning and them reminding us of how dangerous and deadly Pac is. Darby Allin doesn't need this win. Pac needs this win. I wouldn't go as far as 9 points because you're a crazy person. I've got like Pac for 3.
Wow.
3.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea of them having Pac win and reintroducing that he's a straight up killer. And Darby, you could play up the fact that the dude's got 17-degree burns all over him from blood and guts, bro. He's banged up, bro. Like, come on.
You know, I do like how they're presenting Pac right now as a killer. But
is it Pac or is it Pac?
I think it's Pac, but I don't know. I go with Pac. I've heard people go Pac.
Tomato, I guess.
Oh, I can't do that anymore, right? That's
6'7".
He's not from Long Beach, California.
I was playing 2K before this and just screwing around, and my son walked in. He goes, "Find number 6'7" somewhere." Man. I'm like, dude, come on.
I can't take the dude seriously wearing that singlet. I just can't.
I can't take the dude seriously until he chops his ears off.
You've said that ever since the beginning of this podcast.
Why do you want people to chop their ears off?
Dare you to say it to his face?
Yeah, say it to his face when we're down there on the third.
I will.
I am going Darby Allin, but I'm not going as confident as Shep. I'm going Darby for 5.
Oh. So right there, it's already in the balance right there, starting off hot.
How do you like Pac?
I think it's going to be Pac. You guys are going to be eating shit. It's going to be awesome.
Well, Pluggo, you go next, picking what match we're going to predict.
That right. I forgot that I have to pick matches. I thought I just got to sit there and pick totals, but that's okay.
You can't sit there and look pretty all night long.
No, I don't look pretty. I just sit here. We've established that. JPJ is the brains and the beauties of beards. I just show up. Let's go with the women's tag team 4-corner match. The winner gets to pick the stipulation for their respective semifinal, which makes a little sense to me.
Yeah,
but
what the hell? This is just, let's just throw everybody together and get them on the card type of match. So tough one to predict, though.
Stiffs, but the other two matches don't have a stiff.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know how, I don't understand how, like, so one semifinal gets a stipulation, the other one doesn't. And then, so it's kind of, this one, and the reason I took this is, I just want to get this one out of the way because I have no idea which way they go here, but I do think that they go with the Timeless Love Bombs, and I'm fairly confident that I'm going to give that 5 points.
Wow.
Because I liked the backstage segment that they did where, like, they were listing off possible stipulations, and it's like Taipei Deathmatch, right? Like, it makes the most sense to give them the fun little, like, I get to pick your poison because they'll do something crazy with it. But, yeah, I'm going to go big on that one.
Timeless Love Bombs for 5. I was all over. I had one team wrote down this morning, switched it when I thought about it and got home. I'm taking the Sisters of Sin for 1.
That's a good idea.
And just because on Dynamite, Tekla got involved in backstage and is like, just wait until you see what stipulation we're picking type thing. And Sky Blue shines so brightly at Blood and Guts, and I feel like they didn't really capitalize on it at Dynamite Wednesday. So maybe if they can win and have some sort of hardcore stipulation, she can shine bright again, because I think they're going to make the finals against Mina and Tony. So you got a heel versus face team. So
why wouldn't they just pick the stipulation to be 3-on-2?
Hmm. They could. They just could
do that.
Yeah.
They're not gonna. So,
but you can make a case for all these teams. That's why I only put 1 on it.
Yeah, it's up in the air. I'm swinging big here. I'm going for the gusto. I'm trying to win this thing.
Shep.
I went with maybe the most popular team right now. And I'm going Willow and Harley for 1.
Okay.
I forget what they're calling themselves.
Yeah, it's,
they are the Babes of Wrath, bro.
Yep, there you go.
Got Willow right there, by Chase Willow.
Yeah, nice find there. Still have never seen one in the wild.
So, yeah, it's a good find. There was I got to get it. I got to get it. Then I found a bunch of discounted Funko Pops, too. Like,
yep.
They were like good $4. I got a Dom, I got an Eddie, and I got a Razor Ramon.
Nice. Those are three solid ones.
I scored pretty good there on top of all the hats I bought. I need to stop spending money. I'm poor.
Since we all gave our predictions for that match, I will say the team I originally had was Marina Shafir and Megan Bain. And I
said, that's a great team. They don't need – see, they're the one team where I go, they don't need
– because
they're such badasses that, like,
yeah,
it doesn't really do anything for them. I just think the comedic fun of the Timeless Love Bombs picking a stipulation – against a heel team is fun for me.
Yep.
And right now it looks like we're not going to have any ties.
No, it's not looking that way. Well, I guess Shep and I could. No, he went different team there. Yeah.
We're going to have a new champion. Sorry, Shep.
Yep. Yep.
As you know, still in hiding. So, like, no.
Yeah. He's still got in the damn briefcase, just like Moxley did. So, you know. All right. Which direction do I want to go? I'll go with another one that's tough because we don't know who the hell is all in it besides a few select opponents. That's the Full Gear Casino Gauntlet match to determine the first ever AEW national champion. All we need in AEW is another championship belt. We know Bobby Lashley's number one. Shelton Benjamin's number two. We know Ricochet's going to be in it.
Maybe.
The other member, yeah, maybe. Unless one of the other two pins each other. The other members of the Demanders should be in it. We could get some surprises in this match. Maybe we get a debut or a turn. With all that said, I'm going Ricochet for two.
Oh. Ooh.
Like,
what a bad. I'm better than you and you know it.
Are you picking MJF?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. I was like, that's definitely a swing.
Yeah.
I'm picking – it's time for this guy to have some individual gold. I'm picking this guy, Bobby Lashley, for 2 points.
That was my other choice. I was between the two, I will say.
Oh, boy. I live in a world where finger poke the doom scenarios are my favorite thing. Like, I want one. I wake up in the morning and crave one. And if the Hurt Syndicate's all about putting gold in the fold, that's all we got to do is somebody falls down and we end it right there. One of these has to end quickly, right? We can't go through 27 right. people. Like, one or two times, it's got to. But I have Ricochet, and I think Ricochet figures out a way to do it. And I wrote down 8 points. That's how confident I was in Ricochet. I was like, I sold myself a ticket on it yesterday, and I was like, I'm not wavering.
That might be one of the boldest picks in the history of KOP.
Hey.
I'm coming out absolutely. Yeah, I'm either feast or famine on this thing.
You're either going to kick ass or get your ass kicked.
That's right, dude.
And this is why we invited Plugo.
I'm living up to that. But if this stuff hits, you're going to be like, holy shit.
We're in trouble.
Who's he got in the creative back pocket?
Yeah. Now,
if this stuff hits, you better go buy you a Mega Millions lottery ticket, okay?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance he'd Ricochet or Bobby because I feel like Ricochet's due for title run. Bobby's definitely due. And like I could see Tony putting it on Bobby and Bobby having it for like a year. Just because he won't want to drop it. So,
sure. I
should be fun, though. Should be fun. I'm interested to see what the title's going to look like. So,
plus, if I lose this POC match here, I need those 8 points.
I'm going to need it.
Watch out, Chef.
All right. I'm going to go to one that Tanner already knows who I'm picking here. And it's for the AEW World Tag Team Champions. Versus the best tag team alive, FTR.
Oh.
All right, how many points, Shep? Because we know who you're taking. How many points?
It's time to make this switch. I've said it for the last 17 podcasts.
You have.
I have FTR 4-3.
Why do you hate Brodino, dude?
He is a hater on him. He doesn't like makeshift tag teams.
Dislike him. At the time, I think it's a really good run for Brody King. Okay. I'm going to say Brody King because it's very good for him. But they're not a true tag team. It's time to move on. It's time for Bandito to go back down to Ring of Honor. It's time for Brody King to figure out what he needs to do to be a single wrestler and put the belts on a true tag team. We got FTR for 3 points.
So does that mean it's my turn? I'm like afraid to pick because I don't want you guys to dog in all my picks here. But I also have FTR. And I got them for 6 points.
Okay.
Because I'm super confident in it. But I got some other confident picks coming up. I like this idea of FTR heels getting the belts as we see another team that their arch nemesis for are starting to turn the other way. So you can't have it both ways. And I do with the Continental Classic coming up, I think Bandito and Brody King would absolutely slay in that thing. So yeah, I'm going FTR for 6.
Now hold on. When you make a heel comment, I don't necessarily think if they take the belts they'll turn face. I think as long as they have big stuff.
That's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
You must have that Boost Mobile phone out, dog.
No.
I said there's another team that their arch nemesis of that always have banger matches with them that they're starting their turn to the face side.
Oh.
And okay. We can't have that match with both of them being on the heel side.
Correct.
We're going to talk about those gentlemen later.
Correct. Okay. I agree with you.
We got Tyler Helton World. Tyler, I don't like your thumbnail there.
I think it's pretty good.
On YouTube. He says his pick is FTR. Some dude named Paul Zartman, author. Yeah, sounds actually, like he already has time. Plogo, I will not dog your picks, even if these guys dog your picks.
Suck up. That Paul Zartman, author guy, sounds hot.
Yeah, boy.
He could write me a book any day.
That was pretty good. I am agreeing with both you gentlemen and Tyler that FTR becomes the new tag team champions. I'm going with FTR for 4. I think it sets them up with a nice little tag team run as heels, and we see Cope and Christian challenge them for the tag team titles in the near future.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of moving parts to that thing.
Yes, there are. All right, Plugo. Next
all match. All right. I'm going to go with Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe, right? The no disqualification match. And if Briscoe loses, he has to join the Don Callis family. And I'm going with it because it is one of the matches that I am least confident about. I don't know what you do. I don't know what Mark Briscoe looks like in the Don Callis family that only has legs for so long. I'm not ready for Kyle Fletcher to lose the TNT championship because he's so damn good. But I'm also at a point with Mark Briscoe that he's got to win one of these things as well. So I'm going with Kyle Fletcher, and I'm only going to put 1 point on it. Because it's crazy to me that they even booked this thing.
They've done a great job making us guess. Because also, if Fletcher wins this, his next defense, he becomes the guy with the most TNT title defenses, which is a big milestone too. So they've done a good job of putting a lot of stuff up in the air for this one.
And here's the thing. I think I'll give you my pick real quick. It's Fletcher for 6.
Ooh.
And I think it'll be better. And I love Mark Briscoe. Love to see some gold around his waist, but I think he'll be more TV friendly, being the comedic side of the Don Callis family. Like, I can see him in these backstage promos where we're all serious and he just says some wacky shit. So I almost think it fits better for him to lose and join the family for a couple weeks to piss him off until they beat him up and kick him out, whatever. So, I'm going Fletcher with 6.
We're going to agree across the board here. I'm going Protostar Kyle Fletcher for 3. Similar to Shep's reasoning, I think that more interesting story, even though I would love to see Briscoe have AEW singles gold, I think the more interesting story is have him join the Callis family and kind of try to break it up from the inside, be the smart one of the group, cost the matches left and right, try to make it look not so...
You think he's that smart, huh?
Well, I think he's like a... He's like an evil genius in a way type.
You know, part of it, a chicken farmer?
Yeah, he's a chicken farmer. He's a smart chicken farmer. I will say this to tie the point home to this match before we move on, because I want to shout this to the rooftop as much as possible. I love the fact that they're booking a heel Kyle Fletcher as this, like, I don't give a shit. I will face anybody, anytime, any step. I don't even hesitate. They did it with Hangman. They're doing it with Briscoe. Like, instead of running from it, he's like, bring it on. What do I have to worry about? I think that's such a great touch.
And Callis tries to talk him out of it.
Right, yeah. And Callis, and even the interviewer, whatever her name was like, are you sure? And he's like, why would I be worried? I'm up 2-0 on this guy, and I'm the proto star. It's great. It's good to see.
Yeah, Tyler, we only do the main card matches. We don't predict the tailgate brawl matches. So that's, you're right. There's,
because if total. We, as if they did, they'd lose even more by more points.
Think a match that a Costco influencers in it.
There you know, is. Don't you dare. Don't you dare there start. It is. The Riz Man for 1,000 points.
Boom.
Dog. Boom. I'm confident that the Riz Man will get the biggest pop of the night for 2,000.
Choke on your chicken bake.
I've never had a chicken bake. I've never even been in a Costco.
Oh, there's it's life changing. It's life changing, bro.
You can't go in there without a membership
card.
I don't have the card.
It's life changing.
I'll come up and we'll go to Costco sometime.
Let's go to Costco. And is there one down in Fishers? You'll take me to Costco and go with the guest?
There's one in Fishers, but they don't serve alcohol, so I'm out.
They serve alcohol at Costco? This is
no, they don't. Yeah, you can buy it and go drink it in the parking lot. We can tailgate.
Yeah, let's go drink the Costco parking lot. Fuck.
It's not past ship.
What are we, 19?
I look good for my age.
What'd you do last night with the Kicking Out Podcast, boys? We drank the Costco parking lot and then went and saw some wrestling. It was Mrs. Plug would never let me out of the house.
I kind of want to do that now.
I don't even remember who brought that match? Oh, was that Plugos?
I did. All right. I don't love it.
Let's go with the no holds barred match. Still don't know why Kyle O'Reilly chose this stipulation. It's right in Mox's wheelhouse. Should have chose a submission match. John Moxley versus Kyle O'Reilly, a guy who has had Mox's number as of late. But, and while some cracks are starting to form a little bit in the Death Riders faction, I think, they're starting to have second thoughts about their leader. He's tapping out. He's quitting all over the place. Not tomorrow night. John Moxley for 8.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, I think this is a revenge. Well, not a revenge for Mox, but this makes Mox look a little bit more solid from tapping out. I think Mox leaves O'Reilly a bloody mess. And I bet you this match doesn't even go 20 minutes. It's a quick bloody mess, kind of lopsided. I got Mox for 8 as well.
Look at you two savages. So I know that we strapped a rocket to Kyle O'Reilly, and I think everybody was on board with that, right? We all loved it. I think that's awesome for him. But I don't know if people are saying that Mox is going to keep losing, then they're going to kick him out. I think the opposite. I think the reason the Pac Darby match is going to go the way it's going to go is because Pac is going to say something to the effect of, like, I took care of Darby Allin by myself with no help, and the Death Riders are going to come help Mox beat Kyle O'Reilly, and then it's going to be like, you need all this help from us to beat these lesser than, in their opinion, not my words, their words, people like a skinny Darby and Kyle O'Reilly, who's that? And that's going to start the dissension. So I'm with both of you boys. I got Mox. I got a seven on the board. I'm going to go with 7 because I already used my 8. That's right. Math.
On Ricochet, you did. Yep. So.
Fuck yeah. Woohoo!
Now, the only thing is, if your little pick of Pac for 3 comes true, there's no way he pinned Darby clean. Just saying.
No, that would be the way to do it. In my world, like, because again, you have to think about Pac's AEW career. He was one of the absolute killers when he first started. He beat Kenny Omega. He had a lot of injuries. He's back now. if Tony Khan wants to remind us of who Pac is, and in Pac's mind, Darby Allin, this guy that he, who's this guy? All he does is, like he said in his promo, is that he needs the fire, the, you know, the blood and guts match. Can he just beat me one-on-one straight up? And I think that he'll do it, and it'll be, because again, you can play up that Darby's not 100%. Darby's never 100%, but he got lit on fire last week.
But I also think Darby's your next AEW World Champion.
That's gross, dude. That's gross.
Do you think
he better?
So you think it's him over a guy who's holding a contract to still get a title shot?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
What does it? I don't dislike Darby Allin, but I also don't know what a Darby Allin World Championship reign. Well,
and Shep's been against that. Shep's been against it. That's why I'm surprised he just said that.
Because every match in Darby's bread and butter is he gets thrown around.
Yeah.
For 15 minutes and then sneaks out a win at the end, and I don't know if that's like something I want. Maybe for he doesn't have to have like a long John Moxley style run. If it's a short one, sure. I don't know if I could watch that for like a year.
So
every pay per view.
Tanner knows. Plugo, you don't know. I've always hated the big man versus little man in a wrestling. Yes. I've always hated that, right?
Yeah.
But I've watched. What are we on?
Yeah.
Maybe 7 years of AEW now.
Sure.
And I've looked what they've done with Darby, and I am convinced they, after his Mount Everest thing, they are lining him up to be the next world champion. Do I think it's going to happen soon? No. I think Hangman's going to be in it for the long run. Not giving my pick away later, but I think Hangman
is in the
long run.
I don't think anybody's sitting here surprised at that. Like I think we're all gonna probably be in the same boat.
So I think at the mid to later part of next year, it's gonna be big man, which I think Hangman's a big, you know, he's a big fellow compared
to AEW, he's a big man. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's he's the next one in line. He's one of the founding four that hadn't held championship gold.
TNT title.
Big gold.
But yeah, he hadn't had the heavy.
No, sure. Yeah. I think listen, I'm not sitting here saying he's never gonna win it. I just think right now, the way that they've got things going, I don't see it. There's so many other options out there right now. There's so many things. And again, a heel Darby Allin, now that might be different, right? Because he could be underhanded some tactics. Maybe he gets him some muscle and it becomes a different thing. But this I'm going to get ragdolled for 15 minutes and then magically just beat, you know, everybody. It's like, man, like you can do that. It's cool. But I don't know if that's main event and all out, all in, you know. I don't know. I'm weird on Darby. Darby is not somebody that like I hate, but I also just like I'm like he has a ceiling in my opinion.
But he's not normal.
Yeah, no, exactly. He's
that's why normal. I like watching his matches because he's gonna kill himself every night.
Sure. Oh, sure.
But, and I do think he'll eventually be world champ. I don't know if that's 2026, 2027, but when he is, I don't think his reign lasts very long.
Yeah, no, he's going to, and if he gets the world championship, and he's a guy that never backs down from any kind of challenge, right. So he'll, his own, like, cockiness or confidence
will he'll bite off more than he can.
Yes, yeah, and that's fine. Again, I'm not super opposed to it. I just don't know how we get there, and I don't know. Everybody says that. They're like, he's the next. We're waiting for him to get back from Everest so he can be the champ, and it's like, okay. But you've got a lot of other people sitting there. I don't know. We're spending too much time on Darby Allin, man. I'm just kidding.
But I do love what they're doing with Moxley and the Death Riders. Sure. I used to crap all over the Death Rider stuff. It's been good ever since the summer.
Because you're a hater, dude.
I do hate at times.
I think Darby's title reign will be really similar to Kofi Kingston's title reign.
Okay. Like everybody's going to want it. It's going to be a huge moment, but it's not. And then he's going to get Brock Lesnar.
8 seconds. So he can lose. So he can go up against Kane Vasquez,
and then that dude's in jail right now. Yeah. That was a choice. Yeah. Oh my God. I still remember where I was when that
yep, me too.
Oh my God. I was sitting at the apartment. I was like, ooh, new era for Smack.
I turned it on. I had one of my best friends who does not like wrestling. And I'm like, I got to see this real quick. He turns it on. He's like, what the hell just happened? The guy lost like 8 seconds.
I should have known something was up when they started it at 9:55.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Who sounds like JD for that guy? Who,
yeah, that's not a good compliment. I don't know if you're aiming that at, but that's not a good compliment.
I wouldn't want that.
Oh God, I hate that. I blocked that dude on social media.
Is that if that's me? I'm just saying.
I think I'm guessing he's aiming at Shep, but it could be me.
Who's that?
Maybe my disdain for
Tyler said you sound like JD of NY. He's a big AW hater online. He does a popular podcast.
I have no idea.
I know who he is, but
I can't stand the guy.
I promise you, if it was aimed at me, I'm the opposite of that dude. I actually love the fun of wrestling. Just Darby's a guy that I just
That's what's great about wrestling. We all have our own opinions.
He's a guy that I don't know. It's just not something that I get super on board with, but he's cool. But I can only hear that I'm going to climb. I climbed Mount Everest and I slept in my car. And
Steve is my best friend.
You're going to have to kill me if you want to beat me. Like, that's all he does.
That's true. Sure.
Where the best shit he did was with Sting, because at least with that, there was some depth there. And but Darby on his own, it's the same couple of. Anyway,
You're not wrong.
He's not bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, I've enjoyed a lot of his stuff. I just don't want to see him as world champion.
That's fair. So three matches left to predict.
Yeah. Three.
It's back to Shep.
Come on, Shep.
Let's go in the one that I think we'll have the most discussion about for the women's world title. Chris Statlander versus Mercedes. I have 49,000.
Oh boy, here we go.
And I'm going, it's not time yet. And the reason it's not time yet is because she's holding 47 other belts. Those belts would take a back seat. Those companies would take a back seat, and they've already agreed. You know, there's a bunch of politics bullshit in there. I'm thinking Stat just goes ahead and goes over. I got Stat for 5.
Oh, so you're not a fan of 14 belts, Monet? That's what she's going for. This would be belt 14 if she.
I am a fan of hers. Okay. I love what she's doing. I love the independent scene. 12 countries, 14 belts, yada yada yada. I love it. I think it's awesome. It's never been done before, at least in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool, but. Here's my opinion. I feel like she loses this match. She goes back to the drawing board because this will be her third time she's failed for the AEW World title.
Twice. Yeah, just had the Tony Storm at All In and then this one, because I actually had to get that fact checked last night.
I feel like back to the drawing board, and whether she goes and loses these titles or she drops them all and says, I need to focus on one belt, the belt I can't get. I can't have all these distractions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop these belts. I don't think she's going to go lose 14 matches in a row, but
some of those promotions can't afford her probably to come back unless Tony's fitting the bill.
They're going to do some type of spoof. Anyways, and then she comes back and says, all right, I have no belts. I'm only focused on one, you know, like a laser beam. And then she goes. So I got Statlander for 5 points.
All right.
That's fair. So you always got to factor in Mercedes Moné, though. She does not lose often. And when she loses, it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everybody is thinking like, Statlander's probably transitional champion here, blah, blah, blah. I think Mercedes would, in her mind, go, this is good business to let Chris get over here. Because my holdup is not the other 13 belts. It's that TBS championship or the other 12, whatever. because I don't think we need a her as the double champ. I think we got to figure out a way to get the TBS championship off of her. And then, like you said, I'm not in disagreement with the, she needs to like laser focus it in. I just can never bet against Monet. Like, cause it would be an absolute wild thing if she pulled it off, because you also don't want to run into this situation where she's losing this world championship opportunities that often. Yeah. She's also not defending the TBS yet. She just starts falling down that. But I am going to go with Chris Statlander, but I think I got two on the board. I think I'm going to go with the two spot, because I still, like, I wouldn't put it past Tony Khan to be like, let's fucking do it. Like, let's,
he does
just
love himself some CEO.
Let's so just do it, right? Because
the internet explode.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
it would be crazy. But I do think that there's some more legs to Statlander's run. I think we're going to – she's not going to have it Tony Storm long, but she's going to have it. We need to see more from her. And this would be a huge feather in her cap to go, yeah, she beat the CEO.
I love myself some Mercedes Monet. Anybody who listens or watches our podcast knows that. And I really do enjoy the gal, but also I like to piss Paul off because he's such a Mercedes hater.
That's the one thing I don't like about Paul.
Oh, he's a big time Mercedes. Yeah, he will not say anything nice about her. But I am in agreement with you guys. I don't think Statlander loses this quickly. And I like what both of you were saying. And one thing in the back of my mind is I think she has to lose that TBS championship before we can give her the world championship. And I think I know the way it's going to happen, how she's going to lose tomorrow night. I'm not so sure she doesn't lose it. I don't think she'll lose it clean. I think Athena costs her the match. Because the last time we saw Athena on AEW television, her and Mercedes lost in the tag team tournament, and we haven't seen her since. There's a lot of loose ends to be tied up there. You get that rivalry going again, Athena could dethrone her as TBS champion. And I think Athena needs to lose the ROH title, which she might at Final Battle here in a couple weeks, then get her full time on AEW. So I think that's how we get Athena back on AEW, get it going again with Mercedes. So I'm going Statlander for 7.
Man, we're just making everybody lose belts. I didn't even think about Athena in that whole mix. Yeah, she's got a beef with Mercedes. And there's no chance Mercedes is losing clean.
Nope.
So that would be the one to do it. Harley Cameron's busy. I know she's got a gripe with Mercedes, but she's busy.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Maybe Puppet Monet Coster.
Could be.
That's what I want.
Harley's so good. She's come so far.
She's one of my absolute favorites. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, at the end of the year when I put together a list, she might be on a few because, like, she knocks it out of the park. But I also like goofy, fun,
sure,
not top-of-the-card characters where you're like, they know their role so well and they lean into it. That's kind of, like, my favorite type of wrestling.
Yep.
So
fair. All right, Pluggo, two more matches.
Oh my God! Two matches. What do we? I know about the one. I feel like we should save that for the last one. What's the other?
So
what's the other?
The $1 million match.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. The trios title match with the Kenny Omega and the Jurassic Express versus Josh Alexander and the Young Bucks for $1 million.
$1 million.
According to Kenny Omega, it don't matter if it's $1 million, $2 million, $10 million. He ain't doing this for the money.
Hey, you said trio. There's no trios championship.
No.
Did I say championship? I might have misspoke. It happens sometimes, Shep.
It's just a trios match.
It's just trios match. I'm not good at this stuff. I don't know how I've made it this far. grit and determination, I guess.
JPJ carries the show.
I do a lot of other things that aren't JPJ related. I somehow still make it.
He does.
And everybody's like, oh, that's JPJ's, like, that's his guy. We got to take care of him so we don't piss off the Boston guy. That's probably what it is. This one is interesting. Like I said, I alluded to earlier, I think the Bucks are on a face turn situation here. It's really weird because in my mind, the most intriguing aspect of it would be that the Don Callis family wins, Josh Alexander, they get the win. And then the Don Callis family is beaten up on. They take out, because there's 25 of them, so they take out the Jurassic Express, and then they're going to lay out Kenny, and the Bucks go to save Kenny, And that's where we get the face turn. But then again, I don't want to pick against Kenny Omega in his return match. So I am going to take the Bucks and Josh Alexander for the 4 points thing I got left there. Or the two. It's two or four I got left there outside
you
of the nine.
You did two on Statlander.
That's right. So I'm going to take Josh and the Bucks. But at the end of this thing, I think the Bucks are going to end up with Kenny. The whole time that this has been going on, though, I hadn't trust Jack Perry. I thought, there's no way you're Bear Grylls all of a sudden, bro. Like, there's no way that you just all of a sudden are this nice guy that's back to foraging in the woods. Like, you're going to be the one that turns, but I think this is where we're going.
All right. Good explanation.
Yeah. I don't love it. I don't love it, though.
I am going with Kenny Omega and the Jurassic Express for six. I just think the Bucks don't want to go against their boy Kenny, even though they've had some bad blood with him over the past year and a half. You can tell deep down he's still one of their boys. And I think we get the Bucks face turn and eventual reunion of the Elite. At least those three. Maybe Hangman, maybe not.
What does a dinosaur do with $1 million?
That's a great question.
He buys a bunch of meat.
Yeah. And then like Jack Perry, he lives off the land. He doesn't need it.
He's got a knife.
He'll have some more knives, I guess.
Mod said, Pluggo, Jack never left the woods, though.
Scapegoat Jack Perry wasn't about that Bear Grylls life. Don't even start. Like, you know Scapegoat Jack Perry. He had that goofy-ass van thing.
No. Yeah,
but he wasn't out there foraging and putting together a fort when he was scapegoating. He was too busy living off of that.
The Scapegoat had the 1989 Winnebago van
that he had
lot lizards in every stop he had.
Yeah, he just, you know, he lived less. He didn't live like above his means or anything, but he wasn't out there like he is now. Like, dude came out with a fucking shovel.
Do you want it, right?
Luke first came out with a vacuum.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Can't find anything else backstage?
Wait. The vacuum played perfectly to his
hair. Oh my god, did it ever?
Why? Because dinosaurs vacuum, they got tiny arms, dude. They can't.
That's why there was an extension cord. I also have Omega and the Express for 4 points.
Hey, look at that. See, we're smart. Tanner, you suck.
Wait,
I went with the Bucks. Never mind. You suck. You still suck. The statement's true, but I obviously have forgotten what I wrote down.
Oh man.
Hey, and you drink non-alcoholic beer, correct?
This is true. So I'm not even you guys are my I've podcasted every day since Saturday at least once a day. So you guys are like podcast. I have at least two more tomorrow.
You're an Iron.
So you're like 7 of 9. And I also, so I am just like, I can't wait to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, we'll be wrapping up here soon, Pluggo.
You're fine. I say that, I'll probably stay up for hours watching some random 6-7, you know, something. I'm getting loopy. But yes, I'm drinking a Burn It Down in honor of Seth Rollins, Burn It Down IPA. It's not, there's no correlation there.
But, yeah, no association, but still cool.
But still, that's how I'm going to look at it.
The main event. Let's do it. Hangman.
Main event. Hangman, Samoa Joe, Steel Cage.
Yes, sir.
Hangman, Steel Cage.
Steel Cage, dumbass.
Yeah, he calls out my dumbass. I love that.
All you had to do was ask, dumbass.
I'm going Hanger for 9. No doubt in my mind. Yeah. He's going to lose it eventually, but it's going to be a guy who returns after the match tomorrow night. He's better than all of us, and we know it.
And we do know it. Who's that? Marco Stunt?
I got Hangman for 7.
7 for Hanger.
I got old Hanger for 9. And the only thing I want, and again, this is another thing that I've brought up a couple of times. I truly do want this to be 1-on-1. I know a steel cage means that's not going to happen. But I like Hangman going, I've taken all your guys out. Joe, I want you 1-on-1. And I want Samoa Joe to be like, I'm going to show you some vintage Joe. and Hagen, and they just slug it out for 20 minutes, just brutalize each other. That's what I want. It's not going to happen because this will probably be the main event, and there will be shenanigans because there's always shenanigans. But how cool! I just want to see that. I think that would be fantastic. And then, like you said, after Hangman narrowly escapes Samoa Joe, and he gets up and even gives him maybe a nod of respect. I'm better than you, and you just MJF's music hits, and boom, and then it's like, and then we're on to World's End, baby.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yep. doesn't even have to say anything; just looks at him.
Yep. All right, quick rundown of everybody's picks. I had Ricochet for 2, Sisters of Sin for 1, John Moxley for 8, Kyle Fletcher for 3, Darby Allin for 5, FTR for 4, Omega and Jurassic Express for 6, Statlander for 7, Hangman for 9, Pluggo has Ricochet for 8, the Timeless Love Bombs for 5, Moxley for 7, Kyle Fletcher for 1, Pac for 3, FTR for 6, The Young Bucks and Josh Alexander for 4, Statlander for 2, Hangman for 9, Chip has Bobby Lashley for 2, Babes of Wrath for 1, John Moxley for 8, Kyle Fletcher for 6, Darby Allin for 9, FTR for 3, Omega and Jurassic Express for 4, Statlander for 5, and Hangman for 7.
Yep. The belt Fulton County bitches.
So I won here. So I won here. That's just what we're talking about here. So the gauntlet match, I know we kind of, is there anybody that we see maybe that might also be debuting or said showing up or coming back in it? Like, there's always a surprise thrown in there.
I would love to see Jay White return, but I don't think that's till 2026.
That'd be a good one,
but I'd love to see him return. But as far as debut, I can't think of anything. I mean, Cardona would be fun, but he just showed up as Zack Ryder. I don't know if he'd do that.
Hey, that would be
absolute power.
Amazing.
Tony Khan to reach out to Matt Cardona to say, what's your price? I'll double it.
Yeah.
And you show up as Matt Cardona. And I know he's in TNA, and TNA got the NXT bullshit, but hey, Nick Nemeth, I'll double your appearance.
Imagine saying it'll be a returning Jericho. That'd be something.
No, Jericho, you will not see Jericho until Rumble in February.
I think you're right.
Or January, whatever.
Yeah. The Saudi Rumble, baby.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about that too, because that's where I think that this gauntlet match might not go as deep as some of the other ones in the past, only because I don't know if there's a lot of return surprises. And if you're starting off with Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin as your 1-2, like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's not like people are going to be outlasting those guys for long. Yeah. So,
and I don't except think for Ricochet. I don't think Swerve comes back in that type of role. I mean, he'll be come back in something bigger, I think, but
he could come back in the main event.
Good.
He could end up helping Hangman or something.
He could.
If it gets goofy.
Yeah.
Because you know what, the Hangman would probably get Kingston and Hook. Hobbs and Shibata are going to be on Joe's side.
Yeah.
If there's if anything else happens there, you know, that would be a big
spot. Imagine Keith. I would love Keith Lee. I don't know the guy's status. I don't know.
He claims he's healthy on the internet. Every few months he's like, I'm good. I don't know. And that's like, yeah, I'm not sure. That's a guy where
question marks in AEW with healthy talent that aren't doing anything.
So. That's a guy though. Like if you're not going to use him, why?
Yeah.
But if it's this clear you're not going to use him, let him go. And let's be honest, I know I'm keeping you guys long here, but I just got to, like, outside of Cody Rhodes, who's went to WWE and absolutely just taken off immediately?
Punk.
I don't really count Punk, I guess, but
he's fired because he's fired.
That's fair. I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? Like even Ricky Saints took a minute to get going. Yep. Blake Monroe's been really good. Like, don't get me wrong there, but are those two like moving the needle? That's what I'm getting. Like, Miro's not moving the needle.
Ethan Page has been awesome, but he's not moving the needle. But he's done a lot better.
But I just, that's what I'm saying. Like, outside of the Cody Rhodes Punk needle movers, like, if you're not going to use Keith Lee, like, and obviously the WWE wasn't going to really use him either. So it's not like if they brought him back all of a sudden, he's going to be.
Hardys have been okay.
TNA. They did it. Unfortunately, Jeff did it to himself in AEW. Like, I hate.
Yeah, that's not Jeff.
They were ready for a big tag team run with the titles, and he had the DUI. Kind of screwed everything.
Yeah, like, I just don't think Keith Lee's going to show up in WWE and like just Brock Lesnar role, like, and murder people. Well, like, if you're not using them, let him go.
In the WWE's roster is getting so bloated in NXT. Like, there's not a lot more talent that can go there and just find their place right away.
Well, the men's division could use some love in NXT, but yeah, it's bloated on the main roster for sure. Right. The main roster, it's like, you got like 12 guys that I could go, that would be a world champion. And you're like, but you got 12 guys that could be world champions. So you don't really have a clue what to do.
Exactly.
But so. I digress. This is not a WWE podcast.
Nah,
this
we can go down rabbit holes.
Strictly AEW. This is for the sickos, bro.
It is for the sickos. Buy the sickos for the sickos. You got it.
That's why I'm here.
You got it. But this has been fun.
Plugo, appreciate you joining tonight.
Yes, sir. I don't know what
you cut out there.
He's like, I gotta go. He has shit to do.
Hey, Plugo, I appreciate you joining tonight. Always appreciate you. Tanner, wrap it up.
All right.
Kicking us to the curb. We're having too much fun.
He's got family stuff to go do. So
at 10 o'clock at night? Calm down, Dad. Well,
Pluggo, go ahead
and get your shit. Strip club is not a family gathering, bro.
Pluggo, go ahead and get your shit in.
I absolutely love you guys, and I appreciate you always having me on. I can't wait to kick it with you guys in a couple of weeks for Dynamite down in Indy. That's going to be a blast. But I'm at Pluggo. You can find me at Pluggo on all social media platforms. Just search Pluggo. My face pops up. I've been doing a lot of stuff this week. I did the Raw post show, the NXT post show. We were on the JPJ and I were on the Ope 3-Way podcast. All that stuff is up on my social medias. I also did the Mark Order Dynamite review as well with Ryan Sullivan. We had Between Two Beards last night on Love Wrestling CA. With Phil Lindsay from Fightful, we came on. We previewed an in-depth preview of everything, Full Gear. Plus, we talked some basketball because we always do that with Phil. You can find that at B2Beards on all social media platforms. You search that, that's where we'll be at there. Tomorrow, the return of 4Exposure at 10 a.m. Eastern on Love Wrestling. We're going to be talking independent wrestling. Love Wrestling has a Revolution Rumble happening, and then we're going to talk about all the happenings around the independent scene. Me and Blair Pacheco. That's at 4Exposure Pod. All of my writings are up on lovewrestling.ca as well. And I will be on the Main Event Wrestling Network tomorrow night for the Main Event Mixer. No, tomorrow afternoon ahead of Full Gear.
Man, that's a loaded schedule.
I think that's – and then I have college football picks are dropping on the Hive probably tomorrow morning because I just gave those to Josh. So,
Shep, you got people waiting on you here in the comments. So, all right. So, everybody, thanks for watching. You can find us on all social media platforms at Kicking Out.
Yeah, why aren't you in the barn? We need you out in the barn, buddy.
At Kicking Out on the social media platforms, like I was saying. You can find us on all audio podcast platforms. Give us that 5-star rating and review. You can support our podcast by getting some great merch. Look great doing so. KickingOutShop.com and Pro Wrestling Tees. Just type in Kicking Out Podcast. You can follow me at TannerLee92. You can follow Shep at TheShep27. And you can follow Paul Zartman, who was absent tonight, at Paul Zartman.
Not in my heart, he wasn't.
For Pluggo, for Shep, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!